Well, I am here with solicitor for the 8th District right here, and I have Jerry Peace. Jerry Peace, Happy New Year. How you doing today?
Good, Ann. Happy New Year to you.
Well, gosh, you're in the news today. $1.6 million additional for the criminal domestic violence section?
Well, it's been described as additional, but actually it's just a replacement of funding that we lost several years ago when we encountered budget cuts.
Budget cuts are still going on, Jerry.
Well, they are. not as severe as they were in the past, but...
Sure. Now, what is the so where has the funding been coming from for the criminal domestic violence, and why did it start?
Well, it started because the solicitors identified this as a problem area in the state of South Carolina. Most solicitors did not prosecute criminal domestic violence in Maastricht's court. In South Carolina, was usually in the top five in the nation in criminal domestic violence crimes. So we identified it as a problem. We sought funding from the legislature, and we actually received funding for a couple of years. And then with the onset of the budget cuts, we lost that funding from the legislature. But the Commission on Prosecution Coordination on its own sought and received a federal grant for funding of criminal domestic violence cases in Maastricht's court.
And now that will be expiring, what did you tell me, in June?
It will be expiring in June. It was a three-year grant, and we're in the third year of that three-year grant.
Now, you are chairman of the Commission on Prosecution Coordination.
That is correct.
What does that mean, Jerry?
Well, I mean, the commission is an 11-member commission. All of us are appointed by the governor, and we oversee the prosecution in the state of South Carolina and give guidance and implement policy in prosecution.
Now, this is important because before this, we did not have prosecution. Who would actually be prosecuting in magistrate's court?
Well, I mean, that's the problem. It was a hodgepodge. The larger circuits had prosecutors in magistrate's court. The medium to small circuits did not. We did not in the 8th Circuit, Abbeville, Greenwood, Lawrence, and Newberry. We did not appear in magistrate's court at all for any crime. And so once we identified this as a problem and received the funding, we were able to put prosecutors in Maastricht's court to prosecute criminal domestic violence cases.
Now, this $1.6 million, this goes across the board to all the districts. Is that correct?
That's correct. It would be pro rata funding, which means each circuit would receive $100,000.
And it would be specifically for criminal domestic violence.
Specifically for and only for prosecution of criminal domestic violence cases. And that's one of the reasons for the pro rata funding. A lot of the funding for solicitors is per capita. But because if this were per capita, the medium to small circuits would not receive enough funding to even hire one prosecutor, the decision was to have the funding be pro rata.
And if this funding is not made available, what happens, Jerry?
Well, if the funding's not made available in the 8th Circuit, we won't prosecute criminal domestic violence cases in Maastricht's court. I do not have the funds to do that. We didn't do it before we received the special funding, and we won't do it if the funding dries up.
And there's no more possibilities of a grant?
No, I mean, like you say, we're in the third year of a three-year grant, and unfortunately, I have a number of grants in the circuit, and unfortunately, with the grant funding, that pot of money is drying up with the budget cuts also. An example is this past year, the funding was reduced from $11 million to $5 million. And so there were no new programs approved in the state, and the programs that were in effect were cut, some significantly.
Well, is there any proof to show that maybe prosecuting on the magistrate's level with this criminal domestic violence, that it's made a difference?
Oh, it has made a difference. The criminal domestic violence cases have dropped by over 20% over the last 5 years, and South Carolina has gone from being in the top five to the lower top 10. We're still in the top 10, but there's been a significant drop. And I think that can be attributed to the fact that we actually have prosecutors in magistrate's court prosecuting these criminal domestic violence cases, because these are very, very difficult cases to prosecute, because generally you have a victim who the next day or a week later comes up and says, hey, I don't want to prosecute, or hey, that's not what happened, I fell down the steps, or in whatever reason they don't want to go forward with the prosecution of the case.
And in this case, y'all are going ahead and prosecuting regardless of what they say at that point.
That is correct.
So, now, what about funding just in general for the solicitor's offices?
Well, I mean, like every other agency, over the last 3 years, we've had a significant decrease in the amount of funding for the office.
But that will be coming up. Now, one of the things that you did bring up was the possibility of unrestricted funds versus restricted funds.
Well, I mean, our mission is to prosecute in General Sessions Court. We appreciate any funding that we can get, funding for criminal domestic violence or funding for DUIs. We appreciate that funding. It does restrict us, however, because we can only use that funding to prosecute those particular cases. If we get unrestricted funding, then we can not only prosecute the DUIs and CDVs, but we can also supplement the funding for prosecuting what our major mission is, and that those are the crimes coming to General Sessions Court.
Any idea what the budget's going to be for general?
I understand that it will be better, along with requesting the $1.6 million for CDV prosecution. We also requested $1.5 million for what we call our circuit-wide state support, which is our general funding, unrestricted funding, which allows us to use it in prosecuting General Sessions cases.
Well, Jerry Pease, I am so glad. He is our 8th Circuit Solicitor, Jerry Pease. He is the chairman of the Commission on Prosecution Coordination. Thanks for coming out and talking to us today, Jerry.
I appreciate it, Ann. Thank you a lot.
All righty.